Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. Do players circle games on the NFL schedule, matchups that are enticing for them, games against teams they've had success against in the past? Well, this Sunday, there are two players, one on each team, but at the same position, who certainly have had success against their Sunday opponent, Wes Welker and Devon Bess.
One used to kill the Patriots when he played for Miami, but for the last 5 years, it's been the other way around.
Caught down inside the 15, Wes Welker.
The other has been with the Dolphins since 2008 and has always found a way to keep drives moving, often against New England.
Fires to the right. It is caught by Devon Bess, down and in for a touchdown.
Devon Bess has become the most dangerous offensive player for the Dolphins when they go head-to-head with the Pats, and he happens to be in the midst of a career year, on pace to hit 1,000 yards receiving. The best element of the Hawaii Products game, third down conversions, and he's fifth in the NFL in third down receptions this year. Of his 41 career receptions against the Pats, nearly half have come on third down, like his rookie year, a 36-yard completion on third and three. In a Dolphins shutout win in 2009, a 13-yard touchdown on third and five was part of a monster day. During a Monday nighter in 2010, four third-down conversions, including a 19-yard score. The 5'10", 193-pound Bess is a beast, and Pats defenders know it.
Let me tell you, he's a great player. You know, ever since I came into the league, you know, he's always been a focal point. He does a lot of things for him, especially on third down. You know, he has a lot of option routes to go either way he wants to go, any way he wants to go, and he's an integral part of the offense.
He's strong. He breaks tackles. He's quick. He has confidence. He's very good. We have to try to, you know, keep him to a hole a little bit, but he's going to make plays. He's very good.
On the Pats side, we've known since Wes Welker's arrival in New England that at least part of what caught Bill Belichick's eye was Welker's exploits against the Patriots. Well, he's now played 9 games against his old team, and he needs just 19 yards this Sunday to hit the 1,000-yard mark just against the Finns. Welker averages 109 yards per game when Miami is the opposition. While it's tough to find a defense he struggles against, there's no denying he's been particularly comfortable facing the Dolphins.
I'm familiar with the field and the stadium, and you know, I've always enjoyed playing there, and we'll see. You know, you're only as good as your next game, and we'll see.
Now, incredibly, both Welker and Bess came into the NFL as undrafted free agents. And while Bess is known for his work in the slot, he's developed into a well-rounded receiver, dangerous from the inside or the outside. Belichick said this week he's a very smart route runner who the Dolphins can line up in so many different ways and is a tough guy to match up with one-on-one. So the challenge is there for the Pats' defensive backs, especially when they realize it's third down. That's going to do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.